from the rugged desert outside Yuma, Arizona. This is Outpost Outspoken. Outpost Outspoken is the official podcast of U.S. Army Yuma Proving Ground, which conducts natural environment testing of military equipment in Arizona, Alaska, and the tropics. Hello, I'm Mark Schauer. For over 80 years, Yuma Proving Ground has subjected virtually every piece of equipment in the ground combat arsenal to the most punishing testing possible in an extreme desert environment. No matter what, YPG wants to protect the personnel engaged in this inherently dangerous endeavor. For Occupational Health and Safety Specialist Scott Fenstermacher, the Operation Zero Mills to Safety initiative is a new approach to a timeless need. Despite the inherent danger of the mission here, YPG has a sterling safety record. But you've got a new thing here to help people stay sharp with safety awareness. Zero Mills to Safety. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, absolutely. Been here 4 years, seen a lot of stuff. We are probably premier safety at the guns shooting all day long. The amount of work and efforts that go in to see to it that we're safe is amazing. There's still areas that I think we can improve on. Downrange, all the work that goes in behind the scenes to make that test possible. Phenomenal people, but it's always just got to be kind of, to me, revisited.
So what's the Zero Mills to Safety program looking like?
It's going well. It's got a four-stage system to it. You may have seen the new banners up on the gates coming in now. Got those up yesterday. We got the 8-foot banner you saw at the town hall. We introduced it to ATEC there. Roll it out. The concept is, enter there, sign it. It's just a pledge that says, hey, I'm going to make safety a little bit more of a priority. Make sure we really step it up. When we do that, that's going out. It's being seen. We're going to continue on with the second phase of it all. Is part of the senior leaders briefing. I brief the colonel and senior leaders every month on observations, facts and findings, and a shout out usually. I'm trying to keep it real positive.
What about aspects of safety that aren't on this range? Think about things like Highway 95. We're expanding it right now, but it's still the highest traffic volume of any two-lane road in the state of Arizona. There's animal strikes possible on Highway 95.
Oh, absolutely. Mike Demko was mentioning that new area that's just on the other side of the canal. If you haven't noticed, they're adding an additional canal. There's a smaller one just north of the one that we used to go over. That little zigzag they put in there, there's a big pothole. And that's when he mentioned it, and he's like, hey, I hit a new pothole. Okay. Went by. Oh, there it is. Next day, it was actually filled. So the contractors are staying on it. It is a tough road, because if you ever want to leave any access of there between, say, 4 and 5:30, you're not moving. We got 1,000 cars going through there. The big turn comes around. Something about that, depending on the time of day, you're right into a blinding sun in the wintertime. But it's a dangerous road. I think we do a pretty good job. You do get people that go a little slower because we got the seasonal visitors, RVs. We can only do what we can do for ourselves. So as YPG personnel, slow down, take your time. If you got the guy that wants to pass, let him pass. You can't control someone else from being an idiot. Let him be an idiot. Get out of their way. Take care of yourself. Animals, we know they're out there. We see them here on a daily basis. There's a big mark from somebody who must have hit a donkey that really... The skid mark started with everything. It's like, it's going to happen. You just got to try and keep your heads up, look ahead where you're driving, anticipate it, hopefully. You know, if you can see donkeys 300-400 meters down the road, okay, that kind of thing, and be prepared. They might decide they want to go left real quick, right in front of you. They don't check, so it's tough.
Where do you see Zero Mills to Safety going in the medium to long term?
Well, this program, if it really provides and does what I think it can, and start knowing that those brown boards you come in, all those numbers of accidents, hopefully with as it rolls down, there's check sheets that will roll down from the bottom up, and our discussions from the top down, where now the newest hire can fill out a sheet, hand it to a supervisor. This is what I saw, and he can either be corrected, nope, this is here, or, hey, look, we got a problem, let me look into all this stuff, and it checks it up. It just gets that little mind thinking, everybody's thinking safety the whole way. It can expand if we need to. It can slow down, but the whole goal is those numbers. I'll be really arrogant and say, wow, I'd like to see zero. But single digits would be very acceptable.
And even driving downrange to a very remote gun position over unimproved roads in the heat of summer, there's any number of things that could go wrong just getting to the job site.
We're here all the time. We know the dust. We know this. We see it. We know the heat. But we get our visitors, the clients and the contractors that come in here, they're new to it. You know, you go from Alabama in the heat and the humidity, it's a whole lot of different heat here. They're not used to the dust. They got all the grass, moisture. We have no moisture and a lot of dust. So people got to learn to slow down. Just the unique little things that a lot of, well, I shouldn't have to tell them that. You should. Don't count on somebody knowing. As minor as it may seem, you're not trying to insult anybody, but you got to let people know. You may not think of this. Really slow down that dust till you can see. A lot of people here, we got desert racers out here. We got people in their razors and side-by-sides. Those guys will fly behind each other. A, they know the trails. B, they know the guy driving with them. May not be the safest thing, but they're racing. Okay? We can't take that mentality into our trucks and driving here. You don't know what the person in front of you is going to do. Make sure you can stop and see. Tracks did a great coverage on that. Just last month, I believe it was. They had an issue. They had a nice banner, did a great class for stuff on it, and they did a great job of addressing it. So we got all the knowledge in that safety office. Items come up. They're always changing. We can always address them.
It sounds like Zero knows the safety, wants to enhance the sterling safety culture we've got here already.
Oh, I hope so. That's what I'm trying to do. That's the point behind it. You know, it's not a gotcha thing. The only gotcha we got is we got your back. Let's get you the tools. Let's get you the knowledge. Let's make sure we all have it. So if everybody has it, it can only get safer.
Scott, it's really good talking to you today.
Thank you.
Welcome to Outpost Outspoken. I'm your host for this segment, Anna Henderson. April is Child Abuse Prevention Month. Today, Army Community Services Director Clarissa Benavides is here to talk to us about the topic. Welcome, Clarissa.
First, let's define child abuse.
So child abuse really is the physical harm, neglect, which could be not feeding a child, educational needs, meeting their educational needs, seeking them help medically, emotional neglect, you know, berating, calling them names, putting them down. Those are types of child abuse, as well as sexual abuse.
The signs aren't always physical. Sometimes it's emotionally, mental type of signs.
Yes.
So what are the statistics on child abuse? Is it common within the military?
It's actually higher. It's more prevalent within the military than it is compared to civilian. And according to the Department of Defense report that was done for the fiscal year of 2021, there were 11,737 reports of suspected child abuse and neglect to the Family Advocacy Program, which is a 10% increase compared to that of fiscal year 2020. And of those 11,737, 5,732 actually met criteria, meaning that it was actually founded with physical evidence and the impact of what the victim encountered.
Any idea or indication why it's more prevalent in the military?
So outside of just your everyday stressors of finances and things like that, right, you're having to deal with families who are not around their support system. Now they do encounter issues of financial stressors. They're isolated. And it's a lot of that constant moving. Relocating is a huge thing on the spouses as well as the military active duty member.
Let's talk about the signs of child abuse, because you just said in the previous quote that they're not all physical indicators. So what are some signs of abuse and indicators of neglect?
So what you're looking at is malnutrition, right? Is the child underweight? Are they more off to the side, not socializing as much? Do they kind of steer away from adult affection? Things like that are signs.
Mm-hmm. Who are mandatory reporters of suspected abuse?
Really anyone and everyone. Of course, what you'll see is those who work directly with children, but we are all mandated reporters. If you see something, say something.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What resources does YPG's Army Community Services offer kids, parents, and families?
We do a lot of outreach events, which will be happening here soon, and a lot of webinars, as well as there's a new parent support program that provides materials as far as books, trainings, and just that one-on-one, and then connecting them with their outside community resources, right, like clinical, behavioral health, things like that.
I've been to your office and I've seen that you have a bookshelf that has all of those, what to expect with not only babies, but teens and younger kids. And you have, I remember at one time, a basket of goodies for new parents. So is it just also letting them know that you're there and providing those, that information to help them cope?
Absolutely. Just giving them that hope that we understand it is difficult, especially when they're thinking of like the ages of 0 to 3, right? That's the more stressful times a lot of the times. And that's where you do see the higher prevalence in the abuse is within that age group. But so it's just giving them that hope. Like, we know it's hard right now, but don't feel that you're alone. You know, we are here to help. And if you don't build that relationship with us, we can find someone that you feel most comfortable with.
Are there steps to prevent child abuse?
Yes, and just being more aware, right? Recognizing when you're feeling triggered, you're getting upset. It's okay to leave a child for a moment and go lock yourself in the bathroom for a second. Take a moment, take a deep breath, walk outside. They'll be okay. It is not considered neglect to get yourself some space.
Mm-hmm. So it's just knowing the signs of when things might go too far.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tell me about a little bit more about the activities that you do to bring awareness, because bringing awareness allows people to know that there's hope and there's help. So what do you do on post to bring awareness to the services that you offer?
So we provide trainings to the child and youth services staff. We do partner with them on events as well for like military child events that they will be hosting here soon. And we also do put informational tables throughout the installation, providing quick series on different topics like problematic sexual behaviors. We do provide quick series on what is child abuse, domestic violence, things of those of that nature. Mm-hmm. And we do provide events such as like family events. You know, we'll do different things throughout the community.
Well, I think that in such a small community like YPG, seeing the faces of the people in the Army Community Services team makes you more familiar, and it helps the community feel more comfortable with coming in, just saying hi and looking at what resources you have. So thank you for doing that. And again, thank you for your time and also what your team at ACS does for the community.
Oh, no, thank you so much.
This has been Outpost Outspoken. Thank you again for listening. We'll see you next time from the forefront of Army transformation.